Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
As always, guys, please make sure you subscribe to all three channels. We want to thank everybody for your support over at Patreon and Ko-Fi, and check out Medicinal Foods. There's a link on every video. Use coupon code EEA and get a discount. Lots of good stuff there. So I've been feeling the urge to talk about this. I don't think that we've really brought this up since like 2018, a long time. This is the Lady of Mali. And the last time I did a video on this, I didn't have my lovely other half with me, and she's got some insight onto this. So this is about a 12,000-year-old, 4,500-foot-tall mountain statue. Or is it just a natural formation that kind of resembles a human face very precisely? All over the earth, there are still hidden, waiting to be discovered, many ancient architectural wonders. Angelo Pittoni was a geologist, a botanist, and an agronomist. He was a discoverer of emerald and gold mines and a specialist in lapis lazuli. During his explorations through Sierra Leone, he discovered something unusual, an ancient sculpture that can be a remnant of a very old African civilization, or was it maybe Atlantean? The Lady of Mali. So this is at the border of Sierra Leone with Mali. He found an ancient sculpture of a woman carved into the mountain. Or maybe the mountain is the sculpture itself, with a height of 1,500 meters. The figure of a woman reaches out from Mount Lore itself. After careful inspection and analysis, Pittoni concluded that this is a handmade sculpture with an age of about 12,000 years. Think about that. 12,000 years ago. We're talking right at the Younger Dryas. Everything comes back to this time period again and again, where we had that massive cataclysm, the great floods. Everything gets washed away, and then the survivors come out and start all over again. Of course, they're thrown for a loop. In an interview he gave to journalist Carmen Machado, Pittoni said that the statue is located in the north of Conakry City at the border with Mali. The geologist estimates the age at 12,000. In that area are also caves with mummies guarded by locals who say that these are their Atlantean ancestors. Professor Pittoni died in 2009 and took with him many secrets he discovered, but he never revealed. The Lady of Mali is a controversial discovery that will keep researchers busy for many years to come. And there's a little video here, as you can see the face. Now again, think about this. You know, you got caves with mummies, artifacts in there, saying it was an Atlantean civilization. Atlantean. This is what the locals say. Atlantean. Now, you know, I was debating putting this in as part of a much bigger video, but I think we're going to break it down into smaller pieces and cover each subject separately. When you look at the area that we're talking about, here's Sierra Leone, and this is Mali. It extends over here. Guinea is in between at this time period. When we look to the Sahara, we do see some evidence that it was washed over. There are circular formations that we're going to bring up in future videos that we've talked about in past videos that really reek of Atlantis. Atlantean culture, again, was a global culture. This was a advanced global civilization. It wasn't just one little island that sank into the sea. No. It was basically laid to rest, so to speak, with the Younger Dryas extinction event. And the survivors spread out, and you know, they started over wherever they were able to. Now, Cindy did get some info on this Lady of Mali.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just love reaching out and feeling these different beings, because sometimes you really, you get very delighted. It's like you get to channel this person's energy and feel for a moment what they were like, what things were like when they were living. And if researchers would just take the time to develop their abilities, there wouldn't be so many questions. There really wouldn't. Lady of Molly, very, very, very loved. Very much adored by her people. She was very much a protector. And she wasn't like, I look at some divine mothers as fierce protectors, but she did not have a need to be a fierce protector. In her realm, with her people, it was all about love, and love was the leading form. So people did what they were supposed to do out of love for her, not out of any kind of fear or anything of that nature. So it is really a charming energy to be able to channel. And I believe she was around for a very long time. I am picking up that her body size was taller and bigger than most.
How big now? If we're talking, are we talking like a 7 or 8 foot tall giant, 10 or 12 foot, 15, 20, 30, 40, 4,500?
You know, I'm getting that she was probably a couple feet taller than the average person during that time. Also, I'm picking up that her energy body was much bigger than most. So people had this, they had a affinity toward her. There was like a magnetic energy toward her. And this is about the energy body, the energy she put off, and how that energy, how that energy made people feel when they were close to her. They just felt love and adoration, much like Yeshua. You know, we think about Yeshua, and he had that feeling. People loved and adored him because of his energy. And I think that's where people don't understand how important our energy is.
Was she more of a political leader or a religious leader or something different?
I'm picking up something very different. Someone who is wanting the natural ways to stay as they are. Someone not want, it's like I can feel at one point there was a struggle and she could see people going into the darkness of the Kali Yuga, and she didn't want that. She just wanted to leave herself for her people. And this is one of the biggest forms. When I look at this rock, I feel her energy is imprinted on it. So this is like a sacred ground here where her form was created.
Was she killed in the physical body during the Younger Dryas event, or did she live on, or did she leave the planet?
I want to say, because I do not pick up death. I don't pick up death. I want to say she probably left the planet.
Okay. So she was she extraterrestrial to begin with?
I would think so, but I know that this earth is not foreign to her either.
Okay. And if you were to look at her, and you said that she was a couple of feet taller, how about her features? I mean, what color hair, what color skin, what type of characteristics were there anything that was different than Homo sapiens sapiens? Or
what I'm picking up is a very strong Hawaiian type of look, a Hawaiian type of look for her, a very natural, very earthy type of mother being.
Interesting. And was she part of a race of giants? It was like all the people around her also giants, or was she kind of there amongst the average humans guiding them?
What I can see is she was there amongst the average humans guiding them, looking over them. She was very protective of humans. She wanted to protect them and their nature and leave them with something of her when she left. So this is what this rock formation is. It carries her essence. She left her essence here. And I do see that there's going to be a time when she walks this planet again. So she has a very, very long lifespan. And just something that we are not that we're not accustomed to now. So it's hard to get all of that understanding in when it's something that we've never seen before.
Do you see her coming back after the cataclysmic times that are ahead of us now? Do you think that she will be here in maybe as little as another 50, 100 years? Or
I'm kind of seeing somewhere between a blended bronze and silver age is okay. When she'll be here.
So, yeah, that's a long period away still, because we're going from the dark to the into the bronze, and then so we'll have several thousands of years before she comes back again. Interesting. Okay, one last thing. Where does she come from? Can you feel, is she Pleiadian? Is she Sirian? Is she Orion? Is she Arcturian? Is she Andromedan? Is there any sort of place that you get, any sort of star system we might recognize?
The two energies that I'm picking up, it feels like there's a hybrid type of energy going on here between Sirian and Arcturian.
Sirian and Arcturian, okay. So maybe any sort of connection to Aset, Isis?
Yes and no. Isis is different in the sense that she can be a little bit of a tough love mom. you need to learn this and I'm going to push you out of the nest so you learn to fly type thing. She was not like that. So I do see it coming from, it doesn't necessarily have to be different places. It can just be beings with very different belief systems, because things are so similar above as they are below. So you can have people from the same family, but they grow up very, very different.
Interesting. Well, anything else you want to conclude with about the Lady of Mali that you're getting?
Tune into her, because she has a very peaceful vibe about her. So if you're looking to feel some loved energy, some peaceful energy, tune into her, because it's there and it'll always be there.
Now, I know this is not something that you get often, clearly, but do you pick up on a name or a sound or a frequency?
Sound or a frequency, I want to say, what is the healing frequency of, is it 420? I can't remember, but it is a frequency. So it would be a calling. I'm getting, when she was here, there wasn't much talking. So it was a frequency, a healing frequency.
Yeah, again, most beings out there are telepathic and don't use verbal language.
Right, no, they don't need names, because everybody just knows who's talking to who.
Absolutely. Well, we hope you guys found this interesting. And again, if you have any more suggestions on topics to cover, let us know. But we're going to go delving down into some hidden Atlantean leftovers that are all around the globe. Just, you might be walking on them every day and not even know.
Indeed.
As always, guys, God bless and namaste.
Namaste.